Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. I'm a certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. I am so excited to be here today in this room with you. Oh my goodness, Whispers, are you excited? This conversation we're about to have is dynamic. And I want to thank you all for showing up. And, you know, everyone that is in the chat box, I see you blowing it up already. Thank you so much. You know, I want you to join the conversation. So please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. Oh my goodness. Whispers, did you get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Yes. I'm loving this. I'm sorry. It's so good. It's like we have the sparkling pineapple, and this is like a true celebration. I thought this cocktail would bring this discussion in beautifully. It's so fun and has such a great taste. And listen, if you're not on our VIP listing, you're missing out on these dynamic cocktail mocktails of each episode. But listen, you can go directly to the live link of this episode and join our VIP listing so you can get in on the cocktail or the mocktail of our episode. And guess what? We have some special announcements that are going to be coming up, Whispers, so you're not going to want to miss this. And so you really are going to want to be on our VIP listing because this is going to be great. And don't forget, I want you to join the conversation, so dial in at 516-595-8091. And as I stated, Blog Talk Radio has done something dynamic by opening up a live chat box for us during each episode. So this is incredible, and I love it. And you know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. So drop your questions in or your comments. I'll get to them. You know, this conversation we are going to jump into because it's such an important conversation that we really need to have and to understand why it is so important that we build and support other women. And listen, fellas, if you're listening in, stay. Do not leave, because especially if you have daughters, you're going to want to pour into them this information so they can grow and be dynamic women that celebrate other dynamic women. So, you know, with every episode, I like to make sure that we have a clear meaning and understanding of a word. And this word today is going to be celebrate. Celebrate means to acknowledge, commemorate, or observe. Once again, we're understanding what celebrate means. It means to acknowledge, commemorate, or observe. You know, Whispers, this conversation came about because the month of March is Women's History Month. Past Monday, March the 8th, was International Women's Day. And that day is dedicated to celebrating the women's achievements, you know, be them socially, economically, culturally, you name it. But many times what we see in different shows, different elements of the media, we always see where women are attacking other women. They're either backstabbing them or they're even doing something that's even worse. They're tearing another woman's reputation apart. I mean, that is some heavy stuff right there, just to hear that. So with that being stated, my question to you all is this. Why do you, as women and as men, think it is so important to acknowledge or celebrate another woman? Did you hear my question? Why do you, as men or women, think it is so important to acknowledge or celebrate another woman? I'm going to tell you the main reason. And I want you all to listen, lean in a little bit, and hear what I have to say. Because, see, we as women, we pour so much of ourselves into our families, our friends, our careers, our communities. And as women, we take up so many important roles selflessly. Did you hear that word? Selflessly. But what does it really mean? What does selflessly really mean? It means concerned more with the needs and the wishes of others than with oneself. Selflessly. Powerful word. Concerned more with the needs and wishes others than oneself. I mean, that's dynamic right there. So by raising each other up and channeling the power of collaboration is how women can support and recharge and ignite each other. Ignite. Boy, that's another dynamic word. That's a word of action. You notice the words that I'm using? They're action words. They're verbs. They cause and effect. They have a vibrating effect on each of us. So whisperers, research shows that women benefit from collaboration over competition. Now, let me just tell you something very interesting what I did. I put a poll together and I put it out there and I put this statement out. Do you feel that women celebrate or they don't celebrate each other? And literally, a little over 980 people stated that no, women do not celebrate nor support other women. And literally 420 said, yes, they do. Big difference right there. That's the dynamic right there. That's just a little poll that I did. But research has shown that women benefit from collaboration over competition. And study after study show that women who support women are more successful in business and in life. Isn't that something? Because it's the tribe that we're building. You'll hear that sometime. You hear me say that over and over again about the tribe that we build, the company that we keep. Hold on just a second. I got to get out this jacket. It's a little warm in the studio today. But let me state this. Since I became a mom myself, I really understand the dynamics of women being role models to young girls and young ladies. Those little eyes watch everything that we are doing. Those little ears listen to what and how we are saying things and what we are putting forth and what we say about each other or what we don't say about each other. And in that being stated, even brings up the way that things are pure in their heart. If you ever notice a child, they will give a compliment in a minute. And they will say things in such a way that, oh, I love your hair. Oh, you look so pretty. And it's so genuine. So are we breeding a supportive, caring, loving, selfless little being? Or are we breeding the mean girl, selfish, non-caring little beings? These are questions that we have to ask ourselves as women. As fathers of girls that we are developing and nurturing, are we helping them to develop those attributes that we want to see and reflect it back to us? You know, that power, that dynamic is what is in all of us or what was placed in us. See, I was privileged, and I tell you all, I was privileged to have some really amazing people and women, especially in my life and in my growth. And even now, women that pour into me. And I'm going to tell you, like somebody said, well, you don't have a ton of female friends. I don't need a ton. I have the right amount. And I know that some of them are listening and I didn't really get your approval, but I will say this, that my best friend is also a family member, and she pours into me dynamically. She loves me unconditionally. She gives to me the strength. She gives to me support. She loves my child in the same way. And being a person that I am, as I told you, an artist, I can be complicated. There's different layers. I'm like an onion, I tell you all. There's different layers as you peel it back. It becomes more and more, and that aroma and everything else develops as you get to know it. And then I have associates and close friends, and I have a good friend that's in Texas that she pours into me in a different way, and I love it, and I love her energy. I love her enthusiasm, the way that she can just be herself, uniquely herself. And I love that about her. Then I have another associate that is dynamic. She's creative. She produces such beautiful works. She hosted a dynamic show just recently, and it was awesome to be a part of it and to see and watch her glow. But you see what I'm saying? I'm celebrating these people because of what they pour into me, yet what I'm still receiving from them. See that dynamics, the importance of that? And then you start to develop and nurture and care for women that pour positivity, love, and support into you. You start mirroring the actions, not the reactions of these different ones. Because, see, that's the point. When you have positivity that's being mirrored and being sent to you, you're mirroring those actions and those reactions, and that power is starting to develop. And so in turn, instead of us tearing each other down, we are celebrating each other. There's so many dynamic women in business. I happen to be a part of Dwyn, which is incredible. These are incredible women that are leaders in business, that are doing things and having a voice. They hosted a dynamic event called Impact yesterday with Ted Salon. Was dynamic, but to see the dynamics of each of these women, what they brought to the table. And then when we got to network with each other, whew, I'm telling you, it was powerful to hear them, to hear their stories. It's that element that we need to stop taking for granted. So we change the dynamics of how you see each other that are striving to be that one that celebrates that other person and not looking for your own interests. You learn the new language of women celebrating women. You hear me? That's a new language. There was a dynamic song that I wish we could have played, but unfortunately because of copyright, we couldn't. But it talks about that woman celebrating a woman, hearing the voice and the triumph and going through the darkness of the clouds, parting the ways and listening and celebrating each other. It's just that dynamic. You know, I saw a great quote on Instagram from a young lady. Her name is Alexandria L. And she wrote a poem, and she's an author, and I'm going to quote it to you. And it stated, "Celebrating another woman's triumphs or success will never take away from your shine or glory. Anything, it'll add to it and create more light." I thought that was such a beautiful statement and something that really places value into what celebrating another woman really means. You know, I want to give you all a few ways in which you can start to support other women. Because sometimes we say this, but how do we really do it? So let me give you some real elements that you can put into play. And look, if you're listening to this, and you are someone who, you know, someone who could really benefit from this or how it can channel into someone else, don't worry. Mark this and come back and listen to the playback. Get your notebook and take a couple of notes for someone to share it with them. So here's a few ways that we can start to celebrate and support each other. First is encourage. We all need to feel secure, and we all at times need encouragement. See, encouragement can lead to success for many things. And encouragement is an act of providing positive feedback that focuses specifically on efforts and or improvement. Almost like that proverbial pat on the back. Like, hey, you got this. It's okay. You got it. It's that little pat on the back that we need sometimes. Second one is to listen. We at times just need to talk to be able to see ourselves clear of a struggle. We need our female counterparts to sometimes hear us. This way we can get our ideas out in an open, safe setting. That's why Whispers in a Bottle is a safe place. And when you come here and you say, or you have your feelings, or you write in and we use it for a topic, it is a safe place because we have no judgments. And we can have that open discussion. And you can freely give of yourself and have that nurturing moment. And that's what listening provides. And to listen, that is a true superpower. Did you all hear me? If you know how to listen, you own a true superpower. The third thing is take one, share one. What does that mean? Meaning we have those that are a wealth of knowledge. And as that wealth of knowledge, many tap into that bank. But as you tap into that bank, you also need to be willing to impart, to share your knowledge and wealth. By doing that, now you wait and you want to clarify something on this tip, you know? And that's how we give into each other, by doing that, by take one, share one. That doesn't mean that you give constantly. Because don't forget, as a bank, you also have to place other values and investments into yourself so it doesn't deplete. And so in turn, when we take one, we give one. That means that you give in exchange to another person. And that person gives in exchange to you, so that bank never becomes depleted. And our fourth thing is this. Give a compliment. But I don't just mean like, oh, hi, you look so nice, and just walk away. I mean a genuine compliment. See, the power of a compliment is almost beyond words. In all honesty, I know that sounds silly, but it really is true. See, the power of a compliment can boost self-esteem. It can boost motivation. It can put in fulfillment. Compliments don't just make the other person feel good. It also makes you feel good. Prime example was I was totally masked up because, you know, COVID, we have to have our mask on. We got our gloves. And I told you, I kind of go out. I look like, you know, I'm going through with the CDC. And literally, somebody said, oh, my goodness, you have such beautiful eyes. And I was like, well, thank you so much. That made me feel so good. Just that little compliment. I said, well, that made my day. Well, thank you. And that person said, oh, please. And in turn, you could see the smile and the light coming from that person's eyes, too. And it was that minute, that just second of connection, and made it just that humanized and gave me that boost and gave that person that same boost. So compliments are dynamic. Compliments are powerful. But compliments that are genuine are more important than anything. See, Whispers, in rewarding when we as women recognize and celebrate each other, it's that much more rewarding. It builds a voice. It builds self-confidence, self-worth, and conversations like this, as I see it in the chat box, yes, they're powerful. They lead. They take a moment and they hug you tight. And don't forget, it is our nature to nurture. Did you hear that? It is our nature to nurture. But don't allow that mean girl-ism to raise her ugly head and snatch it away from you, or snatch away the possibility of having a great connection with another dynamic woman. Because it takes 2.3 seconds to just change the dynamic that quick. It takes 2.3 seconds to put a negative connotation on a positive. But what is your dynamics going to be for you? What is the legacy that you're laying in front of your young girls to follow? If we don't put that legacy out there, how are they to have it? How are they to nurture it? how are they to mirror it? That's the dynamics of this conversation. That's the importance that we have. We are women. Hear us roar. You ever hear that statement? That's a true statement there. It also brought to mind the great poet. She is so dynamic, and I love her work, period. And all of you all know Maya Angelou. And if you don't know who Maya Angelou is, I really would say Google her. But she has a poem that she wrote, and it's called Phenomenal Woman. And I'm not going to read it to you all or anything like that, but this poem is powerful, and it's impactful. It makes a statement. It sends out a clear message, and an important message of to the world of conventional and stereotypical sorts, because its empowerment comes from being confident in your own female skin. You realize to be able to celebrate another woman, you must be comfortable with yourself. To be able to celebrate another woman, you must be comfortable with who you are. To be able to celebrate another woman, you must be able to see clear what you offer. And in turn, that's what you pour into the next person. So this poem that she wrote, Phenomenal Woman, it's about a woman being confident in her own female skin, no matter if you are not seen as cute or fashionable as the masses. But you are dynamic and you are phenomenal because you are a woman. Because you are what? Selfless. Concerned more with the needs and the wishes of others than with oneself. You are pouring back into others. You are giving that glow to others. And it's easy sometimes, as someone said, to celebrate others than themselves. But that means that you have to pour back into you a little bit more. See, it goes back to what I tell you all every single week. And I'm teaching you this because I want you all to learn it, to understand it, that it becomes natural. It becomes secondhand. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate the small accomplishments that you make, small accomplishments that you take. Celebrate the little steps that you make each time. It doesn't mean that it's a huge fanfare. Everybody else is going to be waving and high-fiving you, but it's the accomplishment that you made, that you acknowledge, that you strove to accomplish, and you are now celebrating who? You. So then it becomes easier for you to celebrate yourself and to mirror it back to celebrate that woman that is looking at you, that is like, boy, that woman is pretty phenomenal. Because, see, the person that I know that has a difficulty in celebrating herself is a pretty dynamic person. She's pretty phenomenal. And she's accomplishing something that is beyond words. She is doing something that is dynamic and taking energy from her, but she is placing value into the next. What wouldn't make you celebrate that woman? How couldn't you celebrate that woman? I know I could, and I do. And so in turn, I want you all to realize that this conversation is important. Why is it important for women to celebrate other women? I hope you all can answer that question as we move forward. You know, I tell you all that I'm a firm believer of having an affirmation wall or an affirmation board. And so with that being stated, I have an affirmation that I have written and even have copywritten it because I feel it's such a dynamic and impactful statement that I made that I went and I copywrote this. But I'm going to share this with you, and this is what I have on my affirmation wall. And I encourage you, if you feel that it resonates with you, put it up on your confirmation wall. Put it where your eye can see it, because when you train your eye to see it, it trains the heart to relive it, feel it, and put it into play. That's what that does. That's why I tell you go up to write down things, whispers. So the affirmation I have is, strong women nurture, develop, and pour into other women. They do not pull down, backstab, or remove the dignity or self-worth from another woman. They help them straighten their crown. So strong women nurture, develop, and pour into other women. They do not pull down, backstab, or remove the dignity or self-worth from another woman. They help them straighten their crown. And that's not some glorified view of yourself like you some queen or nothing. It's the meaning of having that shift in our life to see ourselves as being dynamic women. Seeing ourselves as role models. Seeing ourselves as being phenomenal women. We have to be willing to teach and to lead by example. Be excited for that woman that accomplished her goals. Be excited for the woman who has grown. Give freely of your compliments and watch the relationship and your success blossom. Ladies, it's your new superpower. What is your new superpower? Celebrating other women. Like if I could have like 100 women just say one time, celebrate other women, that would be dynamic. Because that means that somebody is hearing it and it's resonating with them. So, you know, I like to always give you takeaways. So what are your takeaways from this discussion? First and foremost, celebrate each other. Be willing to do it freely. Look for women that want to genuinely support you. Because if they genuinely don't want to support you and they're genuinely not pouring into you and you're not able to mirror a positive, then guess what? You want to step away. Because we're celebrating other women. Three, give real meaningful compliments. Give real compliments. And we also know what the meaning of celebrate means. It means to acknowledge, commemorate, or observe. You know, this has been a fabulous discussion, Whisperers. And I'm so glad we can come here in our safe space and have such an incredibly uplifting discussion. If you feel that you would like to work with me, please feel free to email me at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com, and we can book out a one-on-one session, and we also have our 30-minute free consultation. And I would like to work with you if you are trying to move past that stereotypical mean girl. We don't need those isms anymore. We don't need those definitions. We don't need that kind of badge to be stuck on us. We are phenomenal women. We are women celebrating women. We are willing to pour into each other so our legacy can keep moving forward as dynamic women building up dynamic women. So I have really enjoyed this conversation. Before we wrap things up, I want you all to know that I would love for you to join me on social media. I am on social media. So you can find me on Instagram at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. Also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle. And by the way, Whisperers, something dynamic is coming in April that is strictly for our Whisperers community. And it is going to be great. So you're going to hear a special announcement come in April. And also we're going to have some programming information for you all next week as well. And also if you would like to join me on Twitter, I'm at www.twitter.com/WHISP P-E-R, capital B-O-T-T-L-E, and you must put it in exactly that way, or else you won't find us. And join me next week for another dynamic discussion. And this topic that I'm going to do next week literally came from a letter. And it's going to be on, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Oh, my goodness. You all are definitely going to want to stick around and hear that one next week. So thank you for listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And Whispers, as always, I want you all to be safe. Please wear your mask. And you know what? Until we come back into our safe zone, you guys be dynamic. And don't forget to make sure you celebrate one another. Ladies, this has been great, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.